Dozens of Planned Parenthood clinics closed in 2025. By Catherine Hamilton on August 24, 2025. Dozens of Planned Parenthood clinics have closed or will close this year, as the Trump administration battles to defund the abortion organization of taxpayer dollars through Medicaid. Leading pro-life organization Susan B. Anthony, SBA, Pro-Life America released a tracker this month showing which clinics have closed so far in 2025 and which clinics are expected to close in the coming months. So far, the organization has tracked 41 clinics that are closed or slated for closure. SBA Pro-Life America President Marjorie Tannenfelser called the congressionally passed defunding measure and subsequent abortion clinic closures the biggest national pro-life victory since the Dobbs decision, the 2022 Supreme Court ruling that overturned the invented constitutional right to abortion found in Roe v. Wade. Life is winning. The One Big Beautiful Bill's provision defunding big abortion is not even fully in effect, and still 41 Planned Parenthoods have closed or will close soon. Imagine how many more will shut down once they stop receiving $500 million in Medicaid money, Tannenfelser said in a statement. By Planned Parenthood's own account, our victory stopping the forced taxpayer funding of abortion businesses could cause up to 200 facilities to close. Planned Parenthood is stalling with their defunding lawsuit to keep raking in $2 million of taxpayer money per day. But the defunding of big abortion is long overdue, she continued. Planned Parenthood's non-abortion services have decreased drastically. Cancer screenings, breast exams, and pap smears are down by more than 50%. Contraceptive services are down by almost 40%. Community health centers that provide these services outnumber Planned Parenthood's 15-to-1 nationally, and they provide better, more comprehensive care to women and their babies on Medicaid. Related story: abortion giant Planned Parenthood says 200 clinics are at risk of closure after passage of Big, Beautiful Bill. President Donald Trump signed the budget reconciliation Big, Beautiful Bill in July with the defunding measure included. Defunding abortion providers through the reconciliation process allowed the Senate to bypass the critical 60-vote threshold for a simple majority vote, instead capitalizing on Republicans' overall trifecta. While federal funding for abortions is barred by the Hyde Amendment, except in cases of rape, incest, or life of the mother, pro-life advocates argue no federal funds should be used to prop up any organization that performs abortions. Planned Parenthood immediately sued the Trump administration to keep funding, and has alleged that 200 of its affiliate clinics are at risk of closure. A judge appointed by former President Barack Obama has blocked the defunding provision as litigation continues. Read more, exclusive: Senate Majority Whip John Barrasso says time to rein in rogue judges after Obama appointee blocks defunding Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood's most recent annual report revealed record abortions and taxpayer funding in 2023 to 2024. The report, called A Force for Hope, states that 402,230 unborn babies were killed in abortions, up from 392,715 the previous year. At the same time, the organization received $792.2 million in taxpayer funding, up almost $100 million from the previous year. In June, the Supreme Court separately ruled that South Carolina could block Planned Parenthood from receiving Medicaid funds, finding that Planned Parenthood could not sue the state under a civil rights law. Following that ruling, Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt, R., issued an executive order to block Medicaid funds from going to abortion providers in the state, citing the Supreme Court's recent decision. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.